A conversation with Delta Connection Academy's first FITS graduate. I'm Paul Platt, and this is Aero News. Welcome into this Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. My guest is Stephen Harden, who has become the first graduate of Delta Connection Academy's 141 FAA Industry Training Standards, or FITS program. We're going to talk to Stephen a little bit today about his goals in aviation, what got him into this program, and how it might have significance to other people with similar goals. Stephen, first of all, congratulations and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Tell us, well, first of all, Stephen, tell us how old you are, because I couldn't really get a sense of that from the press materials.
I'm 23.
Okay. What steps had you taken up to the point of entering Delta Connection Academy to pursue your goals in aviation?
Well, I wanted to fly since I was old enough to look up and see an airplane. When I was in high school, when I was 15, I started Part 61 training in a 152. But through high school and playing sports and everything along with that, it fell by the wayside. And I went to college, came back, and I started looking into it more and more and found that I could get back into it and really follow my dream to be a pilot. So I went searched around, and I felt that Delta Connection Academy was the best choice for me and my goals. So I decided to enroll there and was accepted in August.
Let me ask you what other kinds of programs you looked at. You mentioned training in Part 61. Did you have any experience with the more formal curricula of Part 141 schools, or did you just essentially go down and drive until you saw a learn to fly here sign and pull in?
Actually, I had no prior experience with a 141, but actually it was my parents for Christmas had bought me certificates for flying lessons for 20 hours. So that's how that came about. They knew how much I loved it and how much I wanted to do it. So that was my Christmas present for that year.
That's some Christmas present.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now, in the Part 61 environment, did you end up having this stretch out over too long a time to really focus? I know that's a problem a lot of people have when they pursue it with a lot of other things going on in their lives, is that, you end up at some point having a 2 or 3 month layoff, and then you almost kind of have to start over. Was that your experience with that kind of regimen?
Yes, sir, exactly. You go a week or two real strong and flying 2 or 3 times a week, but something would come up and something would happen, and you'd have to wait for a month or 2 months. And by that time, when you try to get back in the airplane, you've forgotten everything, and it takes 2 hours just to try to remember what you were doing and how to do it. So it's really strenuous.
Okay, what other kinds of programs did you look at? If I understand correctly, Delta Connection Academy is very much focused on the flying part of the proposition, rather than being attempting to be a more rounded educational program. Am I reading that correctly?
Yes, sir. Very much so. I was looking around at other flight schools and just trying to weigh my options and the training program and the time that I was taking, the opportunities that I was going to be able to have once I did finish. Their program is very orientated to the airline. Everything you do from the day one that you start, it's to get you prepared for the airline, get you prepared for your career in aviation. It's very well balanced with flight and ground and everything that a professional pilot would need to know.
Okay, now that's a key aspect of this, if I understand it correctly, is that the scenario-based training, I think one of the complaints that the airlines had with people who had come through some of the less formal training, and especially with people who are going to be flying with fewer hours than maybe were optimum for the airline environment, were that they had, they could fly airplanes, but there was a lot more to working in that environment than just, the stick and rudder skills you would learn in a typical GA trainer. This seems to be an approach that deals with life at an airline in addition to just flying the airplane.
It does, and it does. Every flight, every lesson that you go on has a scenario that you must accomplish. Anywhere from different legs of flight, en route you experience lower visibilities, your visibilities get lowered, and you have to pick up an IFR flight plan. In flight, traffic separation issues, everything dealing with an actual scenario base. And plus, with the new aircraft, the Cirrus SR-20 that they received, with the scenarios, it throws in the automation that the aircraft have that you're going to be experiencing when you do get to the airlines, because for the Cirrus and to the planes that you're going to be eventually flying, they're very close in the way that they're operated.
Let me ask you how you became first. How did you get to be the first guy to come through this program?
pure luck. I had a great instructor when I first started. She was very willing to fly every day, even on her days off. When I first started, I told her, I want to get through. I'm not the type of person that likes to fly just once a day. I'm the type of person that would love to fly two or three times a day, 7 days a week. And she totally understood that, and she was willing to do that. So it was good because she pushed me through everything. And I think fortunately I was just able to have the understanding and the ability to accomplish doing two lessons a day, flying 7 days a week.
You sound like someone who has experienced both the catch an hour here or there when I can mode and an intense mode. One of the things that I discovered about my own personal learning style when I was learning to fly was that I couldn't do two sessions a day, 5 days a week. I needed some decompression, some subconscious debriefing time, I guess you'd call it. Is there any way that they handle this in a different way from what a Part 61 or 141 flight school would do? In other words, do they have a program that's structured to allow people time to absorb this even if they're in an intensive mode?
Oh, of course. You know, it's more set up through what you and your instructor feel your pay should be. The school would like you just to do, one lesson a day, 5 days a week, give you time to focus on, the lessons, the objectives, and completing them. But they also give you the opportunity that if you're willing, your instructor's willing, and you have the ability to accomplish it, they give you that opportunity to do it. So it's not a formatted per se that you have to do this such in time and this day and fly this many times a day. It's to your pace and what you and your instructor set goals that you would be best at accomplishing your goals.
Talking today with Stephen Harden, who was the first flight school student to make it through the Delta Connection Academy's new 141 FAA Industry Training Standards Program. And we'll talk a little bit more specifically about what that program entailed in a moment. I'm Paul Plack. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed come standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9000 9927 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design. Clarity Aloft headsets employ patented Comply Canal tips, composed of soft viscoelastic foam, the same foam tips used in advanced hearing aids. More than simple earplugs, these foam tips provide full-spectrum noise reduction and outstanding attenuation. This advanced technology is lab-tested, proving that viscoelastic passive noise reduction is superior to active noise reduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to this Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plack, and I'm talking today with Stephen Harden, who became recently the first flight school student pilot nationwide to complete the 141 FAA FITS program from Delta Connection Academy. Stephen, I want to ask you about goals as they're set at the beginning of this program with Delta Connection Academy. Did you have, to use the high school analogy, a guidance counselor, so to speak, or some sort of counselor who was sitting down with you to help you set goals through the program, and how different would they be from anybody else in the program?
Yes, sir, I did. I have. They have many opportunities where you can come to the school, talk to different instructors, talk to an admissions officer, to sit down and see where you want to take your career. I know they have a program that they uh, ex students and ex-instructors that were at the school that have gone to the airlines, they have a program where they call and you set up, if you're looking to go to Delta Connection Academy, they set that up where you actually get to talk to an active first officer or a captain at an airline. And I think that it's set up where they don't, it's not forced that, you know, Part 61, it's a program, it's kind of set up just for a recreational use. It's not really taking a career anywhere, where 141 is at Delta Connection Academy. It's set up for a professional pilot program. You're not going to go to Delta Connection Academy just to go there to be your own, to fly yourself around and not really start a career there. It's not set up that way. It's set up for you to learn how airlines work, how to get you ready for going to airlines or corporate. Just it's set up to, for you, because you're starting a career as a professional pilot.
I think Boeing estimated that 18,000 pilots per year are going to be needed for at least the next 15 years. In negotiations for contracts between pilots and airlines, pilots are going to be in the driver's seat for some time to come. But you still think the future will be brighter at some point in leaving the airlines to start your own business?
I do. I feel that eventually, it you know, and it's, don't really want to get into economics, but it, you know, it plays along with the cost of fuel, the way that's going. You know, you have to take that in consideration. But right now, you're having more people wanting to travel now. You're having people that are wanting to, instead of have to deal with airports and have to deal with the crowds, that they're wanting to just charter an aircraft and fly to their destination where they want, because it's easier for them. And you're getting more competitive with the prices with the charters. It's not like it really used to be, that the charters are more competitive now to the airlines. So I think it's good, because you go to the airlines and that I can stay there for a few years and build hours up and build progress into the system that I need to learn. And then once I feel that I have the ability to understand and the ability to accomplish my goals, I will take that next step to owning my own charter company and owning my own business, that I feel that it's a perfect transition.
All right. You brought something up in what your comments just were, because it sounds a little funny to talk about going to the airlines to build hours for something you want to do, because for years, you know, as long as anybody who's listening to this can remember, the way that you got to the airlines was to become a flight instructor to build hours. Who are the instructors at the Delta Connection Academy, and, you know, where are they in their personal career arcs? How committed are they to staying there as instructors, I guess what I'm saying is, did you have a situation where you ended up with instructors coming through, reaching a certain point, and then moving on to other careers that they had in mind? Or do they tend to be long-term at Delta Connection Academy?
A lot of it depends on the instructor's personal goals. Most of your instructors there were previously students. You know, this time a year ago, they were in the position that I was, as a student there at Delta Connection Academy. They go through their training. They go through their CFI, get their flight instructor's rating, and then their CFII. And the academy, they feel that you're adequate enough, they will hire the student there at the school and then become an instructor. The thing is now is that, along with the airlines, the academy is having trouble because the minimums are getting so low at the airlines that the instructors are able to jump to the airlines a lot sooner. So sometimes, yes, there could be some issues where you have an instructor and they get the requirements for the airline they would like to go to, and they choose to leave. But the academy is right there. There's an even process of bringing students and instructors along and to kind of fill that void. And it's all the instructor's personal goals of the airline they want to go to, and reaching their minimums for that airline. And on a whole, I feel that the instructors there are willing there to stay because they would like to repay what they have been given by the academy.
Well, it's going to be a dynamic and interesting field in which to work for at least 15 years, I think. The answer to everyone's problem in this regard, I think, is to get more young pilots started in the first place. What would you say to a young person who's maybe, you know, in that 12 to 15, 16 age group, who looks up and thinks, man, that would be a great office, but doesn't know how to get started or doesn't know if they can do it? What would you say to those young people?
Just keep your head up. Keep keep that dream and that goal alive, especially now, the way the industry is going. It's the perfect time to enter it. And, you know, lots of things can change in the next few years, but hopefully this increase of pilots that the airlines are wanting and the increase in travel keeps going. And never let your dreams go by the wayside. It's not as hard as people think it is to get into a professional pilot program. It's not as hard, as long as you can pass your medical and you have the ability to learn and the ability to have the coordination and the skills to fly an airplane. It's the sky's the limit. You can take yourself anywhere.
I'll let that sky's the limit pun go by. Well, Stephen, I think that, the obvious other things too would be don't flunk math and stay off drugs and all those other, general life guidance things become more important if you want to do this kind of work, because obviously you're going to have to pass some pretty tough standards in order to be a pilot, but they're worthwhile. Stephen, I just want to congratulate you personally. I think it's terrific that you've taken this course. I wish you great luck in your airline career, and I hope you get to the point where, from both a personal and an economic standpoint, your long-term dream of having your own charter company pencils out.
I appreciate that so much, and I'm just grateful for Delta Connection Academy to give me this opportunity to where I can actually be talking to you today.
My guest has been Stephen Hardin, who is the first flight school student pilot nationwide to complete the 141 FITS program at Delta Connection Academy. You can find out more about the program at www.deltaconnectionacademy.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. On the web, you'll find us at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.